Welcome back, everybody, to the Learning Culture Podcast. I've got Paul Butterfield, the VP of Global Revenue Enablement at Instructure, with me today. You should definitely check out the full episode I did with Paul. Paul, are you ready for the rapid fire five questions?
Bring it, Andrew.
Let's do it. All right. First one. What is the number one soft skill or power skill for your teams right now?
Sales teams?
Yeah.
Being able to help prospects create a vision for themselves of how some aspect of our platform or product set will help them achieve the things that they're trying to do within their organization. Now, for us, that's schools. It's school districts. It's colleges. It's universities, right? But that is the number one thing. If you don't use discovery, if you're using discovery effectively, you're doing that. If you're not doing that, you're wasting an opportunity and that very narrow window you have to make an impression on the customer. That's what discovery should be about. And that's a skill that we've been focusing on with our methodology and training.
Wow. I love that. It reminds me of there's a practice called visioning that's out there. And the Zing Train, if people want to check that out, zingtrain.com is a company, or just kind of really pioneered that. That's a great answer. I haven't heard of that one before. All right. How do you get leadership? And in our episode, you should definitely check out, because we talked a little bit about this, but how do you get leadership to buy into initiatives and new ideas that you want to implement?
Two-prong approach. One, and I talk more about this in the episode, use Tableau or whatever other data source you have to look for the soft spots in the sales organization's performance. You'll find funnel gaps. You'll find higher discounting rates than we should. There's all kinds of great data there that you can then use as a basis for what should we be focusing on for training and enablement. And the second piece that's just as critical is working with your sales leaders. Now, that can be a bit of a dance. And it helps if you go in with the data and say, this is why we want to focus on this quarter, because this is what we're seeing. And a lot of times, that helps them see it. Like, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But there are sometimes that sales leaders want enablement activities for their teams that is, as an enablement professional, especially if you've been doing it for a while, is not going to get them the outcome that they want. And that's where the dance comes in. So you've got to build a relationship as early as you can, so that when there are times where you need to say, I hear you, but are you open to a different approach? Because I think we can be more, get what you're looking for more effectively another way.
Yeah.
Right. Without them feeling like you're dismissing their ideas.
Yeah.
But those are the two approaches for getting buy-in.
Yeah. I love it. And like you said, we go into a lot more depth in the main episode on that. Mm-hmm. All right. Question three. So how do you give people, salespeople, time to reflect?
Well, when they're in the onboarding phase and they're in that immersive environment that we discussed in the full episode, there's reflective time built in. That's the easy one, right?
Yeah.
When they're in the hustle of everyday selling, and a lot of times, to be honest, it's hard, right? Because they need to build some of that time in for themselves. Now, there's some things that we can do within the teaching that we do. For example, if we're running a multiple session course, for example, when we teach the sales methodology that we use here, the reflection time we make sure is built into that, right? You're not dumping too much at once. Mm-hmm. Reflection time may be self-reflection. A lot of times you put them in groups and you discuss the concept. Hey, so this is a great concept. How would we apply it?
Yeah.
Or how would that apply to our business? Or so you're doing some scheduled group reflection and that sort of thing. So it's tough if you don't have that more controlled environment, but we try.
Yeah, I like the intentionality of that, and group reflection as well is still a reflection. Great answer. All right. So we talked about social learning and peer-to-peer learning in the main episode. How do you encourage people who maybe it's their top performers and they don't think they need to do this, or it might be some more introverted people, if that exists in sales, to teach each other? How do you encourage that?
Well, there are times when we are doing various type of enablement activities that we will invite someone in the sales team who is successfully embodying that principle and using it. For example, I remember one we did, and this is going back to probably early 21, we were really focusing on ICP. And we had two folks that were really had embraced the concept of ICP and had built up some nice funnel using it and targeting their prospecting that way. We actually had them probably talking 50% of the time in the session. So so there are times when we will want to bring those folks in. And in my experience, yeah, you've got the lone wolf that once in a while will say, I can't be bothered with that. But a lot of times salespeople like to talk about their success more often than not, in my experience. There are other ways of doing the peer learning. You know, we talked a little bit about conversational intelligence and being able to build a library of what great sounds like. The other thing I don't think we get into in the podcast is we have a we assign them a buddy for the first several months of their experience here as well. That's another way that we're trying to help them just start to get some of that tacit knowledge transfer and build relationships.
Yeah, so. And people take those buddy roles seriously.
They do. Yeah, they do. The one thing you have to be careful of is not to go back to the same people too often to do it, because it can become burdensome, right? They need to go sell. But if you have a large enough sales force, you can usually find enough people that are happy to do it.
Yeah, I like that. This one, you sort of maybe alluded to it in the answer to the previous question, but the final question is, how do you capture insights and ideas that are shared perhaps on live calls, but also in these immersive experiences, right? There's a lot of like great idea sharing that's happening. How are you capturing that for future use?
That's a really interesting question, how we're capturing it in the immersive phase of their onboarding experience. I don't have a ready answer for that one. I honestly haven't thought about it before, which is good. Now I got something to go chase. However, there's, like I say, there probably some of the things I already alluded to, as you said. The conversational intelligence platform is really key to being able to do that. By the way, you can do all sorts of great analysis when you have a database of actual conversations, right, to look at. The idea of conversational analysis isn't to, you know, be a big brother to the sales teams. There's no metrics we're shooting for, anything like that. It's strictly intelligence. And then how can you use that, right? Our products team use it. This is, gives them a voice of the customer view that they've never had before, that type of thing. But using something like that to build a library of you know, peers, things that are successful, those are, and there are times where you can maybe take advantage of a team lead kind of concept, but you know, those are more after they're at least out of the new hire phase and are getting more and more engaged in their day-to-day sales.
Yeah, I love it. I definitely think the more I ask this question, the more I realize there's an opportunity there for some kind of, I don't know if it's work or platform or technology to help capture the tacit knowledge that gets thrown around, you know, even on the floor, kind of from just informal conversations with people. So Paul, thank you once again for your time. I highly encourage folks to go check out the full episode, because we go into so much more detail on all of these questions, and we will be back next week.